The Kensington Gold Mine just received its long-awaited permit to construct a mine tailings facility at Lower Slate Lake. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers issued the permit today. It is the last permit the company needs to complete construction at the mine site. The Corps of Engineers has extended the timeline for completing the project to 2014. That's because the mine has been tied up in litigation for the last 3 years by conservation groups challenging the lake tailings permit. The Kensington is owned by Core Alaska. The company recently won approval of that permit in the U.S. Supreme Court. Former mine employee Lillian Lundy is excited about the news.
It is a great relief, actually, you know, because a lot of folks will be able to return to work and earn the income they're going to need to prepare for this upcoming winter months.
The Juneau resident was one of 40 people laid off last year from the mine. She spent much of the past decade doing office work and operating heavy equipment at the site about 45 miles north of downtown Juneau. Now she's one of several hundred people hoping to get a job damming up Slate Lake and otherwise preparing the Kensington for startup. Randy Wanamaker runs a consortium of three native corporations that trains and places mine employees. He says he's been hearing from a lot of people looking for jobs.
People have been calling me and asking, you know, what do I need to do to get started? People are calling me as they finish the mining training that the University of Alaska Southeast has been offering and letting me know that they've completed the training and what do they do to update their resume? When should they apply for what position?
Core still has a hiring freeze, but Wanamaker says he expects about 250 people to be hired or rehired once it's lifted. With existing staff, that puts the construction workforce at about 300. Many of those people will stay on when mine begins production, estimated as soon as the middle of next year. News that the mine can go forward will be welcome in most quarters of Juneau, says Mayor Bruce Botello. When a federal court in 2007 ruled the Lake Tailings Disposal Plan illegal under the Clean Water Act, the city helped facilitate an alternative tailings plan between environmentalists and the company. Botello says the Corps of Engineers permit is also good news for the Southeast Alaska economy. The mine hires villagers as well as Juneau residents. Corps of Engineers project manager Richard Jackson says the agency received more than 8,500 comments from organizations and individuals during the public comment period on the permit modification.